Thanks for joining us for our special longest day broadcast on Bob FM. Chuck and John are back, along with some of the most memorable voices from Minnesota's radio history. You can help begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's. Donate now at mybobcountry.com or call 763-450-0500.
Total Country Bob FM.
It's summertime.
I forgot about this one.
Summertime in the city.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Country Bob FM, huh?
Wisconsin. Come on, let's go on Bob, Chuck, and John for the next 5 hours.
That just sounds like a not great thing, is it? Bad radio done perfectly.
The listeners will tell us.
I know that.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tanks and some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah, they start getting all heated up and it starts getting
time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I never went to a prom.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
Do you want me to start
Your mother
crying?
Wasn't available.
You are a funny boy, go aren't ahead. You?
Tell me about the prom. This is schools across Minnesota nation setting age limits on who can attend the prom.
Mom, what's wrong with that?
Prom dates as old as 48.
No.
Mom is showing up.
Hi, Mrs. Zingen. Lovely to meet you. Your mama, John Engen.
Yeah, mama.
Your mama. And we were having fun with her.
Yeah, she's been gone for 7 years, and I can hear her spinning right now.
Oh, man, and we've been gone for 10.
Oh, no, not even.
Well, of course, I hear you on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm here on Saturdays.
John Engen on Saturday. What time Saturday morning? How early?
I started 8, run till about 1. And if you were strolling with Buck Owens on the streets of Bakersfield, you can hear me 6 days a week.
Well, so I can do that online. We can announce that, right?
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Would be good.
Yeah.
This is the longest day shining the light on Alzheimer's. We are asking you to donate. We have a goal of $1,000 an hour over the next 5 hours.
Now, that is kind of what we used to call a BHAG.
Well, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get.
No, you
gotta reach
true.
As high as you can, and how high is up. But I'm saying we have an anonymous donor that has come forward to Bob and has said, I'm going to start this with some seed money. So this anonymous donor has pledged $500.
What?
And the only catch is they would like to have it matching.
Oh.
So tell them what, in other words, dollar for dollar.
Well, so that makes this whole thing so much easier, because if you give a buck, they give a buck.
Yeah.
If you gave 500 bucks, you'd slurp it all up. I would not be angry about that at all.
Well, you know, we have $1,000 an hour goal, but here is a person of generosity that is willing to put $500 seed money out to get it started. So if you are a Bob listener and you could afford $10, your 10 would become what?
Well, they go 20.
There.
You made me do math.
That's
on the radio.
So, folks, there is a phone number that you want, and Jeff is with us and going to be with us all morning. This is the guy that keeps all the glue together on this show and this radio station. This is Jeff Jones. You know him well, folks.
Well, you know, where else would I be?
Well,
some of us go home every once in a while.
Thankfully.
You don't seem to do that.
Well, that's true. We're going to have lots of reports from the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota, North Dakota. They're going to come in live and be here with us this morning. What's the phone number, Jeff, that people call to make a donation, to do that 2-for-1, if you will, where it's double the dollars. If you give us $5 for Alzheimer's, it becomes 10.
763-450-0500. That's the number.
Give it again. Throw it out there again. Slow it down, because
you don't
my
remember?
Phone is in my daughter's room.
You don't remember 10 digits off the top of your head?
Jeff. Jeff.
What's a digit?
When you pass 65, you're not required to even. You don't remember anything.
No. There's no need for any of this.
No.
But this whole show is about memory and about remembering.
It really is.
And there are going to be some very touching people who are going to come in here this morning and this afternoon till 3 o'clock. Some people that you probably have not heard on the radio in a number of years. But I want to know about you. You're talking about Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And you're of course, you're here at Bob on Saturday morning from 8 to 1.
So I live in my home here in Minnesota, but I do live radio in Bakersfield. In fact, if you were to tune in right now, I'm on the air in Bakersfield, California.
So how do they do that? Is there a website? What's the easiest way to hear you?
It's 883lifefm.com.
Okay.
And you can tune on in and slide on over.
That's good.
So that's been fun.
So John has been working this whole time while I've been down missing winter. Trying my best to calm myself down in Arkansas.
So, what? What? You got to tell me about Arkansas. Then, how do you get all whipped up in Arkansas?
Well, I mean,
Sonic is closed.
Well, there are some people at the end of some of those roads that don't want to meet you. That's where you're going to get whipped up.
Oh, and their gun says so?
Some of those roads. There's some stuff going on. There's some funny stuff going in the air down there.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, it's been that way for a long time. But we went down 10 years ago to take care of my wife's mother. So my mother-in-law, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Right.
And so that's where the passion from me toward Alzheimer's comes from. Mm-hmm. We had lost her dad to Alzheimer's.
Yeah, you guys kind of got the double whammy in your family, didn't you?
You know,
and that's rather unusual.
You know, he went from being a Minneapolis police officer for 20 years and being on camera, a spokesman for the Minneapolis Police Department at one time, to just, and he was a great guitar player. He took his guitar to Korea during the Korean War, and he sat at Heartbreak Ridge and played his guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
In the end, he couldn't remember a note.
No.
That's what Alzheimer's does. And that's why we're here.
Yep.
We want to raise some money at 763-450...
0500.
There you go. 0500. and we have a matching grant. We have a $500 to get it started, and so if you will donate even $20, your $20 becomes $40. And Chuck and John are on the radio with you all morning and midday and early afternoon drive till 3 o'clock.
So who's the first one out the gate this morning? Who's going to be that person who you may have gone through it?
Well, and
you may be going through it.
And I'll tell you, we have five wonderful people from the Alzheimer's office that represent Minnesota and North Dakota, and they're going to be here, and they're going to have some eye-popping, ear-splitting discussion and throw out some statistics that I know what they are, but I'd like them to say them.
Absolutely.
How many Minnesotans are living with memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm.
40, 50 years ago, we just called it old-timer's disease.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't identify it.
Just didn't know.
Yep.
But here we are at 11 minutes after 10 in the morning on Bob FM with a summer song. There's nothing like summer in Minnesota without the Beach Boys.
Come
you got to have the Beach Boys, folks. And we got them on Bob FM from now until 3 o'clock this afternoon at 763-450-0500.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now. She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Look like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Wonderful morning to be on, Bob, and to be here. This is the longest day, and in a minute, Maura's going to tell us more about that, but this is the Napper, along with my partner in crime, John, Reverend John. Yeah, can I say Pastor John?
Would you mind and give me this, because I think this needs to come out of you.
Yeah.
Doctor, Reverend?
Doctor. Doctor, yes, doctor.
I worked hard for that doctor. Thing.
Pastor of Restoration Church.
Yeah, Restoration in Church Anoka.
In Anoka. And tell me how many dogs you have at your house at the moment.
Just three.
Oh, but just.
Down to
but
three.
But combined weight, just over 300 pounds.
Well, there you go.
No joke. We have newfie.
Hang on.
We have a Great Dane, and then we have something that came off the streets. But boy, is he chubby.
You were asking about some people that are going to join us this morning. And I just want you to know that we've got some very special folks lined up. And right before we get to Maura, let me just mention a couple. Dave Lee from all those years of CCO.
Oh, speaking of CCO, Roger Strong.
Good.
Is out here in the foyer.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah.
Good. So,
already?
And, and another CCOer, Denny Long, is going to be on with us before 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the true Don Blue, who for years and years, if you don't know, was the rock and roll cornerstone of KDWB. And then he split the Midwest, where he was on K101 in San Francisco for about 20 or 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he still comes back because he has family here. We have Kim Cotola. Now, that's her author's name.
Otherwise known as...
Kim Jeffries.
Kim Jeffries.
Was on KS95 with me for years. I don't know, 20 years that we were together.
Right.
On KS95 with Napping Donuts and Kim and Dan Donovan. And
she says it was much longer.
Then we have a guy coming on that you and I worked with for the longest time at KTIS. Really the pioneer of Christian music radio, Wayne Peterson.
Yeah, Wayne Peterson.
Is going to be coming on this morning to say hello.
He was our boss for a while.
Oh, and Dan Hertzgard from CCO and Denny Carpenter from right here at Bob FM.
Right.
And we also have this afternoon, we have hooked Sir Ron Shera.
I see what you did there.
We are reeling him in. we're gonna let him flop in the bottom of the boat, and you're gonna hear it live on Bob FM.
Haven't been on radio for a while, haven't you? As you are backing up the truck.
And I, you know, I'll just keep it in reverse, and you just keep listening for the signal. But thank you. It's 10:16. Let's go tomorrow. You've been with us how many years? This is our fourth year.
Yep, I've been here every year. This is my favorite day of the year.
Oh, the longest day.
The longest day. I get to go around and visit everyone's fundraising events and get to watch them shining their light on the darkness of Alzheimer's.
So what is this all about? What can people do on the longest day to raise money for Alzheimer's?
Well, sure. The longest day is an opportunity for people to truly create their own event. So it's like a do-it-yourself fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So you can do what you love and raise funds for the Alzheimer's Association. And the beauty about the longest day is it is celebrated on June 21st, the summer solstice, but events can be held any time of year.
Mm.
So you do what works for you. And the easiest thing to do is turn something you're already doing into a fundraiser. Like if you get together with the guys and play poker, try to turn that into a fundraiser. When you register for the longest day, you get your own website and you could shoot that link out on email, post it on social media.
Ooh.
Even gardening. You can take gardening and turn that into a fundraiser.
I'll bet you can. I bet anything you can think of. It could be croquet. It could be water skiing. It could be cannonballing off the raft. You name it. This is the first official day of summer. And this is a wonderful, this is a big fundraiser all across the country for Alzheimer's.
It is. And our goal in Minnesota, North Dakota chapter this year is to raise $500,000.
Oof.
Yes, and right now we are number 2 chapter in the country for fundraising.
So we need to get the phones to ring here at Bob, speaking of fundraising, at 763-450-0500.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jeff?
Correct, that is correct.
So that's where they call, and there's a matching grant out there. There's seed money of $500 that a listener of Bob was kind enough to donate. And the idea is that if you give $10, your 10 will double and it will become 20. If you give 50, it will become 100. So when you talk about fundraising, we got a long ways to go, and it's a high goal of $1,000 an hour for the 5 hours that we are on Bob until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So I hope you'll make those phones ring.
Oh, I know we can do it. And you know, moments and memories matter, and we're in the era of treatment right now. And so we need support and volunteers now more than ever. And the longest day is a great opportunity to make every moment matter.
And there are things going on all over. Do you want to mention a couple of things? I know there's something going on in Lakeville again this year, right?
Absolutely. There is a concert tonight in Lakeville at Ritter's Park. And you can also visit Earl Giles Distillery in Minneapolis. They are having a midsummer mojito with proceeds going to the longest day. And I had one last night, and it's delightful.
Is that a drink? What is
it? It is a drink.
Okay.
I'm just a domestic light beer drinker, but I went and I had one last night, and it was delicious. Lots of flavors. Yeah. It's like a taste of summer.
Oh, well, that's what having you on the radio is like, a taste of summer.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. My slogan is, I put the fun in fundraising.
Wow.
I just have to get that in there.
And, of course, having just played Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys was a perfect way to bring you on.
It truly was. Thank you.
We'll have some music. John, we'll have so much activity between now and 3 o'clock. We'll be crawling out of here on our hands and knees.
I crawled in.
And thank you.
Seems right.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. We poured you into the chair.
You know, I've got a cold. I'm keeping my distance, folks. But I decided got to be here for this. I missed last year.
Yeah, you did. We missed you.
Yes, we did.
We missed you last year. It was a wonderful year, Mara. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. But it's never the same without the John of Chuck and John.
Correct.
And for you and I to have spent 14 years, 14 plus years, every morning you're looking at this ugly face and wondering what's going to come out of this crazy mouth. And is there anything left between those ears? I know that's what you're thinking. And we had 14 successful years.
Wildly successful years.
Yeah. You know, just a wonderful 8 at KTIS. Uh-huh. They're doing very well in the ratings.
Yeah.
And then we came to Bob and did very well in the ratings.
We did.
And the station is really cooking. It really sounds good.
I've got a lot of help around here.
Well,
they did put the right program director in place, that's for sure.
It's really fun to be here and to be a part of it. And if you would be so kind as to right now, there's another way. If you don't want to use the phone, you can go online at mybobcountry.com, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Or if you go on the Bob Country Facebook page, we've got, Zoom going on right now that you can tune in and watch live if you've ever wanted to see what we look like. I don't know why you would.
No, there's no reason for that.
Now, our wives don't even want to see what we look like. So why would the rest of the world want this?
Well, that's why we have dogs.
That's exactly why we have dogs. Yeah.
Really, really tremendous. It's 10:21. It's the first under 30 minutes of official summer. This is the longest day. You got to get up even before the sun comes up. I think last year we announced that, as I figured it out, I did the math a year ago, we are picking up an additional almost 6 hours of daylight here at the summer solstice.
Really?
From the winter.
Oh.
And you remember the winter?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the winter we want to forget.
Oh, except you can go to bed at 5 o'clock and not feel guilty about it.
Well, that's
what
true.
I love about the winter.
I watched the whole thing on the Weather Channel from Arkansas.
You watched the whole winter on the Weather Channel?
I did. I'm addicted to the Weather
Channel.
Oh,
please come experience it with us. We would love to have you.
You know, thank you very much. I'll be out of town.
Obviously.
But they have cameras in Duluth and all over. But today, if you can join us on Facebook, we are live on Facebook.
Share it to everybody that you know.
Please.
We want to spread the word. We want to continue to start an era of new hope. There are so many incredible new revelations that we've been able to talk about and will talk about throughout the day. And we'd love to share with everybody.
Amara, there's a pickleball exhibition fundraiser.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about this one. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight at the Lifetime Fitness Tennis Center in Oakdale Village in Minnetonka. And Kathy Paper has started that event, and you can get some free tips from some professionals, and then you can watch the professionals play pickleball and truly see that face-to-face and the fad and fun of pickleball. And to top it off, the CEO from Lifetime Fitness, Baram, will be playing a little bit, so you can come and watch him play as well.
All tonight.
Yes.
But anywhere in the country on any day, but especially here on the longest day.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat to have you in studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I'm always happy to be here.
Just can't thank you enough for coming in and helping. And if you folks would help by doing your part and calling 763-450-0500, right, Jeff?
Correct.
Or mybobcountry.com. There should be a donate button at the top of that. Is that right?
Oh, it's just going to open right up and let you click right into it.
Yep. And you can do it's secure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We won't sell your information to anyone. It's all, and if you will give $10 right now,
right
at that phone number or on that website, we have a matching donation, your 10 will become 20. So that's what we're doing on Bob for the longest day.
So yeah. Don't delay. Donate today.
Hey.
And there it is. We do need to say thank you to Kelly Friesen.
Yeah.
She was the very first donor for today.
Ta-da. Hey.
Kelly Friesen.
Okay.
Kelly Friesen, thank you.
Thank Keep you. The phones ringing, folks. We'll play a little music. We'll have more interviews as the hour goes along. We're trying to get to $1,000 this hour for Alzheimer's. It's for a great cause.
Total Country, Bob FM. You're listening to our special Longest Day broadcast on Bob FM, so we can begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Home Country, Bob FM, Chuck and John in the morning, Bob FM.
You know, we got 10 fingers and 5 buttons back here in the donation center for Alzheimer's on Bob for the Longest Day, and they can't keep up.
You got to keep calling. What do we have? 5 lines going back there?
I've got a capability of 10. We need
so
more.
We are dragging people off the streets right now to answer the phones.
Come on, folks.
Man, we can't say thank you enough. Let's give that phone number again. Let's beef them up a little bit.
So 763-450-0500.
So let me throw out a couple of names here. Chuck Golden donated $250.
So that
Match,
becomes,
by the way,
that's 500.
That's 500 bucks right there.
That becomes 500 there.
And then I've got another one. I mean, expand it.
Let's keep it going.
My gosh. John, you are going to love hearing me say this.
Tell me.
My eyes can't see that anymore.
What?
Why? It's too small.
You want readers?
My eyes are, I'm getting there.
You need his readers?
You just crossed through a wonderful threshold right here.
Carol Borg, thank you for your donation.
Carol, thank you so much.
Hey, fundraiser for Alzheimer's, 763-450-0500 or mybobcountry.com.
And Bruce Polchecki.
Oh, Bruce.
Ah,
so good to hear from you this morning.
Has he got a sub by that name, Polchecki? I don't know. It just sounds like it could be a sub.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, we seriously...
Let's get that man some readers.
We are praying for the sub.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that thing, but it's all over the news.
I don't know.
Morning.
They are running out of air.
Say lots of prayers for those folks on that. Was it 5 of them?
5 people on board.
Yep. All right. Yep. So we're moving on at Bob FM. Oh, you know, turn this up. We are working as fast as we can at 763-450-0500 to get the donations in, the matching grant money, all of it for the Longest Day for Alzheimer's on Bob.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame. Hey.
think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care. When I feel like I'm winning, when I'm losing again.
That is Sundown, and this is The Longest Day. And unfortunately, the statistics for Minnesota show that 100,000 people are facing the sun going down early in their lives because of Alzheimer's. We're asking for your help. I can hear the phones now, 763-450-0500. So, Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot, but I would like to introduce you to author Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp. We are related. And she's going to explain, when we left here 10 years ago, we ran into sundowning. That's an Alzheimer's term. What is sundowning?
Well, thanks, honey. Yeah, sundowning is a state of confusion for those that usually occur in late afternoon. They can span well into the night. And it's a very prominent situation that happens for people with Alzheimer's or any of the other dementias. Sundowning can cause a lot of horrible behaviors, or some that are just really hard to watch, such as confusion, anxiety, aggression, or all out ignoring directions. We're not quite sure what causes it, but it's possible that dementia actually impacts a person's biological clock, and then that leads to confusion and interruption of the sleep-wake cycles. And so when I also think about longest day, we have at least 15 million unpaid caregivers, of which you and I were two of them. And so every day is a longest day when you are an unpaid caregiver, because of what they face with dementia. And part of that is what they face with all the sundowning. And so you and I saw a number of experiences that both my mom and dad had that as it related to sundowning. And so in my book, I had talked about it being agitation, saturation. And so you and I tried to avoid opportunities that would lead mom to lose control. Towards the final weeks of her life, we actually took her to church. But on one particular Sunday, things got really intense. If you remember this situation, that she was tired from sitting in church, tired of sitting in Sunday school. We checked her mailbox, and she got frustrated because she couldn't get that stupid key in the mailbox. Yep. Of course, she was using the wrong key. We unlocked her front door. She got frustrated trying to unlock her door because, again, she was using the wrong key. She read her mail, took down the bird feeder, or we read her mail. We took down the bird feeder to refill it. We cleaned up her kitchen, read the note on her table regarding flu shot, told her she could go ahead and have it. This just kept brewing up her agitation level. It was a whole lot of busy before we needed to bring her down to the dining hall to eat lunch. And she had totally reached her saturation point of agitation. But that's when I noticed, and here's a tip for caregivers. I noticed how constricted the pupils in her eyes were. And so I realized that we were just agitating mom by a lot, too much for her system to be able to handle as she was starting to enter into one of her sundowning situations. And so I just stood by mom. I started slowing my voice, lowering my voice. I took her precious face in my hands, and I saw how constricted those pupils were. And I just kept telling mom, Mama, I love you. This is going to be okay. Chuck and I are here. And I just kept talking in that slow voice, and I started to see her eyes dilate. And so I knew that talking in a soft, slow voice was turning down the sundowning, turning down the agitation. Then we got her down to the dining room. And so sundowning, you can see visually, you can understand by the symptoms of it. It's especially hard for the caregivers. In one instance, mom's blood pressure got over 200. and you've seen it. Chuck has seen it. Loved my parents dearly, and it bothered you as much as it bothered me to see it, but there are ways to help our loved ones.
That's what this broadcast is all about. The book that Cheryl is quoting from is a book that she wrote called Undefeated Innocence, and it's Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp and available on Amazon, and we're getting a lot of mileage. It's an inspirational book. It is full of biblical quotes and ways to help us understand God's help is needed, and we pray for that and for this broadcast as well. And for the folks that are listening, if you will call 763-450-0500 and make a contribution in any amount, see if we can get to the $1,000 an hour that we're asking for. This is the first hour. We got about another 22 minutes to go. So,
and we've learned firsthand the importance of all of these dollars. It's for research. It's for working at a legislative level to try to get, and congressional level, to be able to get important bills that support the families. Again, if you're a family caregiver, just know that you're being prayed for. It's a very difficult role to play. And you as a family caregiver are one of over, the family caregivers in the U.S., currently provide, get this statistic, 18 billion with a B, hours of unpaid care for loved ones with dementia. And so if you or someone else that you know is a family caregiver, when you see them, not only ask how is their loved one doing, but remember to ask how are you doing.
So come back at the tail end of the bottom of next hour, and every hour if you would, and at other times in between as you're led to do, and give us some more information. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's good to have you on. I wonder, John, about 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, what's the phone number they call for a donation?
It's really easy. Actually, Mac has got it. I've been watching him write it down here.
Oh, is this Mike?
This is the guy. This is the guy who held down radio.
Is this
years.
Mike McNeil? Is that?
That's what they used to call me, Chuck.
KSTP, KDWB, how many, like 20 stations in the Twin Cities. He was on all of them.
We were a nomad. I didn't last too long anyplace.
Well, I see you on Facebook, and you are a nomad.
Yeah, we
you also worked on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Isn't that what Cannon called it?
He did, didn't he?
We're going to have his pipes on right before Mr. Hertzgaard comes on this afternoon.
We got another CCO guy out in the lobby now.
Would you go and get him in a minute? But I want, what are you?
Give that
doing?
Phone number. Let's do the phone number first, so we can get those phones lit up.
The phone number. Yeah, please call as we raise the flag for Alzheimer's and dementias. It affects everybody we know. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going away. So help us out. 763-450-0500.
Mm-hmm. That's the number to call. Please call now. Or you can go to mybobcountry.com. Yeah. Right, Jeff?
Do it.
Yep.
That's correct. I've been, trying to keep up with the names.
We probably should say some thank yous this morning because we've got them coming in.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Linda Parkman, mm-hmm. who donated. Brenda Mulrick. Jeff Setterman.
Wow.
Kevin Marlson.
Come on.
Jody Aldernick.
Come on.
And a name that very many of us are familiar with, Jim Woodruff.
Really?
Ooh, good old Jim.
I love him.
We've already raised over $1,000.
Oh,
come on.
The goal is $1,000 an hour, and we're happy to take more.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got five hours to play, less than 5 hours now. And, man, if you could call right now, we've got somebody standing by. Matt, give that number again so people can light up those phones.
763-450-0500.
Oh. To have a professional come in and enunciate that kind of a phone.
Oh, you got it.
It's finally nice to get a professional in the studio.
Thank you, Lord. We've been saved. Good.
Now I have to throw away all of my Henny Youngman jokes.
Or even your Larry the Cable Guy
sound. That's right. But get her done.
Would you, I hear that Strami is in the lobby.
Yeah, you want me to get him?
Would you,
I'll run out
would you
and
grab him?
And
parade him before the Bob microphone for this is the
Kids
longest day, the Napper and John Engen, the pastor.
Still the pastor.
Yes, on Bob FM till 3 o'clock this afternoon, taking your calls and pleading with you to just in any amount.
Yeah.
Would you just $5, $10, $20? whatever you can do.
You know, we all
like to have for Alzheimer's research, development, caregiving, support.
We all leave these margins, that kind of fluffy money on the side.
Yep.
And these are good reasons to bring that money to the table. So if you can call 763-450-0500, 763-450-0500, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, like Chuck says, maybe you're the person who could step in and say, you know what? I want to give you that $1,000. I want to cover another hour. I want to get this whole hour cared for and covered.
Come on.
Call right now.
Come on.
Let us know. Let's get so far down this road that it just blows, you know, just
Don't wait. Don't wait for the second half of the show.
No, don't do that.
Do it in the morning. Yeah. I mean, we just went into it summer officially at either 9:57, as the traffic lady said, or the weather lady said this morning on Bob with Jim and Neil, or 9:58 I saw. But we are in summer officially.
Yeah,
we know in Minnesota that it starts much earlier. We ain't waiting for summer on the calendar, but it's just wonderful. And you can donate right now at 763-450-0500. And we have Jeff Jones at the control. Mike McAnally is here. John Engen is here. I am the napper. And we have a voice that so many of us grew up listening to. This is such a pleasure that Roger Strom would come and be with us and talk about your life and what you're doing now. And let's... you maybe have a memory loss or two story.
Yes, well, like I do. Yeah. What is this thing anyway?
It's called a microphone. Don't be afraid of it. It's okay.
Okay. I forgot.
Don't cry. Don't cry. Yeah. Just don't bear under.
That's not old humor.
If he wants to cry, we'll let him cry. Right.
I guess so. That's fine.
You know what? That's not too far from the truth, because, and I'll apologize in advance, I may get choked up to the point where I can't talk, because I'm going through this right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I guess my message is, be totally aware of where you're putting your parent. My mother was put in a place where we thought things were fine.
Yeah.
And we took her out just in the last week. I got guardianship so I could separate her. My mother's 93, 92.
Oh, beautiful.
And we took her out, and when we got to the new place, her clothes were so soiled from her own feces.
Yeah.
And to the point where they wanted to burn them. She had a huge sore on the top of her foot that almost covered the entire foot.
Oh, my goodness, Roger.
And she was supposed to be... Here we go.
Yeah. Well, you thought she was cared for.
Yeah, you thought they were taking good care of your mom.
Yeah.
We discovered that families have to be involved almost on a daily basis.
You know what you're doing.
Times a week, you need to visit the facility so that everybody in the facility knows that the family is there and watching out for the loved
one. Yes, and talk to people. Talk to the protection service.
Yep.
Talk to the authorities in town. This place had been investigated several times, unbeknownst to us. And there are so many violations. In fact, we have now a launched investigation from government officials in the state. This is in Wisconsin. Somebody told somebody about our situation. And next thing we know, we're getting calls from senators.
Really?
Asking to step in on our behalf. And the sheriff has been told by one of the government officials to launch an investigation. So it's, but please know the place where they're going. You'll be told they're fine. They'll advertise themselves as assisted care.
Yep.
They're assisted care. Another example, my mother was taken off 6-7 different medications. Go with this person, by the way, to their doctor appointments. Sit in there with them.
Always.
But she was taking off 6-7 medications. And I said to the doctor, "What? Why is she on them?" And he said, "They're easier to take care of."
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. You've got to be aware of every single aspect of their lives. Because these stories, I'm not single on this. I mean, it's not... unusual to run into this. There are several people in this room that have had similar situations, but this is more widespread than you think. And they talk about elder abuse. Again, I'll repeat it. Know where they're going, investigate it, be there, ask the questions, and watch.
Yeah.
Watch what's going on.
Can you stick around and be with us for a while longer?
Yeah.
All right. Roger Strom, folks, is who you're listening to, and that is an eyewitness story of terrible proportions, and it's happening all across America. And we want to, let's play Alan Jackson, and then we're going to come back and move to our next guest. But Roger, I want to hear more from you. Thank you for being with us.
Sure, you bet. And glad,
folks,
to be here.
Donate at 763-450-0500.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. The windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
That's right.
I want you to pick up the phone before you forget about it. And even before I finish the phone number, thank you, John.
I'm sorry.
763. No, you're not.
I think I even have a cough button here. Is this
763-450-0500? It's Chuck and John on Bob FM in a new time slot.
Well,
10 minutes before 11.
Has something to do with our age.
I got tired of dodging the deer on Highway 46 in Wisconsin at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. In the old Napa Donuts days, I had to move out of the way for a Holstein cow at 4 o'clock in the morning as I was on the way into KS95, right in the middle of the road. Just, you were probably giving ag reports, Roger.
Well, yes. Price of hamburger just went down with the new supply that was introduced.
Seems like there's been a glut in the market now.
Oh, my. Roger Strom is with us, Mac McAnally, John Engen, myself, and also Jeff Jones is here. We have so many guests that are going to be coming on until 3 o'clock. I'm just hoping we can get them all in.
Let's squeeze them in. We'll make it happen.
If you could make the phones ring, that would make my day.
That's kind of why we're here today.
Make my day. Yeah. At 763-450-0500. If you could do that, what do you think, Mac?
I think it'd be a good idea to pick up the phone and call now.
What's that number, Mac?
763-450-450. Take
you're,
two.
You're
take
fine.
763-450-0500.
Yeah. All right. So that's the number we want you to call. Or you can go to mybobcountry.com. And you can... Now, we're going to have a special guest come on. And we have so many, like Roger Strom and Mac and so forth. And here with Chuck and John on the longest day broadcast for Alzheimer's. But before we bring him on live, I would like an example of his on-air work.
Hey, good afternoon, Twin Cities. Wayne Peterson here on KTIS. Going home
with Wayne on a beautiful Friday afternoon. 72 degrees with clear skies. Looks like a great weekend ahead. Take KTIS with you. We'll have the weather. We'll have the news every hour. And coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, Focus on the Family. Join us right here on KTIS.
Well, there you go. And here he is.
Sounds like he's got a cold.
Wayne Peterson, the president of Reach Beyond, an author. Good to have you on, brother.
Hey, 20 years later, here we are. What fun.
And you're out in the Colorado Rockies at the moment, is that right?
We are, and you know, we were wondering, am I going to have a signal out here? And it is just fine. I'm looking at the Rocky Mountains as we speak. You can imagine where I am. At Starbucks in Woodland Park, Colorado.
Well, folks, you are listening to Wayne Peterson, who for years and years and years was the glue and the anchor at KTIS and really helped John and I and Chuck and John through so much. And he is the contemporary Christian music radio pioneer.
You're too kind. Hey. Chuck, I'll never forget, we were at the Timberwolves game, and I invited you to come to KTIS and be joyful.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, I think that might work. I went home and told my wife, I think Chuck Knapp might come to KTIS.
Those are wonderful, wonderful days. And you know, you came off the farm, right, in northern Minnesota. And what was it you said about cows are a lot like a radio station? What was that again?
Well, they need to be milked every day.
Oh.
Twice a day. every day, Christmas, Easter, Sunday, both dang cows have to be milked.
You know, one of our guests in studio that just a few minutes ago is Roger Strom, and he, of course, did all of that and put all that on the air at 830.
I thought he was going to mention the generation of manure.
Oh. Is how they,
or worse yet, spreading the manure.
Well, I mean, that's what Maynard left you, right?
Yes, I guess so.
I guess so. But Wayne, just so good to have you on. What are you into? What are you doing these days?
Well, somebody asked me, Wayne, when are you going to retire? And I said, well, I retire every night, and then I get up tomorrow morning and do it all over
again. That's good.
I'm serving several ministries on several boards, do some consulting in radio and global radio. And, you know, the four stages of life are worker, manager, leader, and influencer. And I'm not leading a big organization anymore, but having the opportunity to influence organizations, ministries, and individuals, and do things like we're doing now for Alzheimer's.
And what is it that you're involved with Slumberland as well? Is that right, with the bed program?
Yeah, well, Ken Larson, the founder and head of Slumberland, is one of my best friends in the world. And, you know, every year they donate hundreds of mattresses to homeless people that don't have a place to sleep. Or families, immigrants that have a place, but they don't have a bed. Kids are sleeping on the floor. So every year, just before Christmas, they work through local organizations like Springs Rescue Mission and distribute beds to people to fit.
Oh, I think we just. That's what happens in the Colorado Rockies. Or your time is up is another way to say that.
You have 10 seconds.
Wayne Peterson. Thank you, Wayne, for being on with us.
That's a great imitation of a dial tone.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Really.
That's one of the best I've heard.
And as we talk about Alzheimer's, memory loss, dementia, vascular dementia, the whole spectrum, we ask you to call 763-450-0500, right, John?
That's the number we want. We've got people down there answering the phone. They would love to talk to you. Nice, friendly call.
Healing rain is coming down, is coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong, it's bringing mercy. It won't be long. Found. Tears of joy and tears of shame are washed forever in Jesus' name.
Healing Rain, Michael W. Smith, and Prayers for All is the way it ended with Wayne Peterson. Thank you, Wayne, for coming on and being with Chuck and John and all of Alzheimer's for the longest day broadcast on Bob FM. Now, one of the people that was not able to come into the studio this year, but we rounded her up anyway, was...
She gets here every once in a while.
Terry Train.
What do you call a bald spot on a cell phone salesperson? A gap in coverage.
Well, isn't that what just happened to Wayne Peterson?
timely joke.
How timely is all of that?
All the corn is not in the field.
Oh. No, it is not.
I got tears in my eyes. I hope, folks, I hope you'll make those phones ring at 763-450. What's the number, Mac?
763-450-4550. I get
0500.
Right. It's early in the day for me. 763-450-0500.
When you're looking for